So today's update, Enneagram 3, 1-to-1, Heart Triad, I don't know what they call the Enneagram 3, I think I'm a Wing 4, I think they call it the Professor, but the 1-to-1, the sexual part is definitely about emotions and being in your feelings. So this is something that I've always been aware of, and it's a gift and a curse. So the update today, so fear, right? That's where it shows up. And then there's this almost like over pride or confidence. Maybe it's a better word. I think it must be the 1-to-1 gift or whatever subtype that it's living in. It's almost like a win-loss. Everything's about winning or losing. And the 1-to-1, I think, and plus the 3 on top of that, wants to win at everything, wants to get everything in front of them. And when they don't, when I don't, then I feel devastated. And it's interesting to note that. And so that's the problem. And so the logic of that is, okay, that's not true. Even if you lose something, that's normal. It's normal to not get everything in life, every job, every opportunity. Back in high school, every girl. And I remember, speaking of high school, when I was in high school, I had this cheerleader, blonde, just pretty little short hair, Jennifer, I remember her name. I wanted her to give me the time of day, and she never did. It's the same thing to this day. I want every job, every person, everyone out there to give me the time of day and to tell me that I'm the best, that I'm amazing, that I am all this stuff. It's ridiculous, but it causes so much trauma because life, of course, is about, like Brooke Castillo says, it's 50-50. I say it's more 80-20, positive 80, 80%, positive 20%. Challenging, but regardless, no one makes 100% of the baskets yesterday, of the shots, or no one scores 100%, no one bats 1,000%. Great. Wayne Gretzky missed a bunch of goals, a bunch of shots on goal. Everyone misses free throws. But for those of us who are the 3s, the 1-to-1s, this is about life and death. And so I'm coming off of that because here's what happened today. So I'm applying to these jobs, and some of them I'm thinking, this is not even something I want or I qualify for, or maybe this would be great, or this is crazy. Why am I doing this? I'm evaluating myself, but not logically. Instead of thinking, okay, this is not even me. I don't have this degree or this training. Or instead, I'm thinking, okay, if they deny me, my life is over. Rationally thinking, logically thinking, what's logical would be, okay, I didn't have that qualification. I didn't even want that job, or okay, they rejected me. So what? It happens. 80-20, right? 80-20 rule. And then, so I'm coming off that high because I just applied for like 10 jobs and I'm already thinking, man, I'm not going to get anything. They're going to reject me. And so all that stuff, right? Then I had a couple of my musicians say, oh, I can't make next week. Let's wait till January. So now the whole let's wait till next year thing is happening. And so I translate that as, oh no, income, there goes the money, I'm going to be poor, broke. And instead of thinking, wait, I have someone coming this week and last week, and I had 3 people and I have 4 people, and it goes back to the same competition, the competitive thing, this hyper feeling that I have to get everything and everyone in this competition against myself and other people, I guess. And instead of thinking logically, which would be okay, I have 7 out of 10 people that signed up to record or to do a project, and 3 didn't. They're going to wait till next year, or they're just not going to do it. That's great, right? I have 7 people, or I have 5 people out of 10, or I have 4, whatever. It's not 0. It's not everyone. But back to the all or nothing mentality. So I'm coming off of that because, yeah, I had a few people cancel and just things that happened. And so it's the competitive and then the fear. Whereas if everyone is signing up, I'm on cloud nine, thinking, man, I'm so amazing. Look at me. I'm the best thing ever. And all this braggadocios, all this machismo, all this sexual one-to-one energy comes out. It's just crazy how strong it is and how illogical it is when it's not there, when I'm not getting all that I want. And so, and then what else happened? So I think, yeah, some of the musicians, some of the jobs. And then what am I doing? And then I'm evaluating. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I'm putting all of my trust. I'm not talking about spiritual trust, just as far as finances and work. I mean, although spiritually too. I'm thinking, okay, if these things don't happen, these jobs, then what am I going to do? Oh, no, my life is over. Well, here's the truth, right? So that's the fear, the panic. The truth is that this path of the mosaic, as my father-in-law calls it, or kind of a freelancer or a little bit of everything, is what I want to do. Now, I need something stable. I need a regular 9-to-5 that would stabilize my income. And also, yeah, my fear, I think primarily, it's both. It's both and. And I'm working on that. But my path that I keep committing to and I keep talking about and I keep saying to myself and I keep hearing from God is this path of the mosaic lifestyle, the freelance style lifestyle. This is what I want to do, even though it's so scary for me. I've never done this in 30 years of working full time. And it's not true. I've done a few things, but the majority of my life, I've had a regular 9-to-5. And so, but that was horrible. I mean, most of those jobs were painful. I've always wanted to do what I'm doing now. It's just very unstable. It's the entrepreneurial life, right? And I'm not made for it, I keep thinking, but yet I keep going and God keeps opening doors. My point is that just yesterday I was telling my wife, last night I think, or 2 nights ago, how I'm on the right path and these doors are opening and this is going to happen, it's going to take time. And I'm not convincing her anything. She's not one that needs to be convinced, nor am I trying to sell her a dream. If anything, I'm the one stopping myself from the dreams, and she believes in my dream, I think, more than I do. Certainly, she's not as panicked as I am about money or career and all that stuff. But anyway, so I was just so confident just a couple nights ago, if not last night. And now today, because of not winning at everything, not everyone said, you're the best thing since sliced bread. Then I'm in my doubt and my fear. And so that's irrational, illogical. It's just crazy. But this is the update. This is the path of the Enneagram 3, the sexual 3, the 1-to-1, the 3-wing 4. And so what do I have to do? Record this podcast, calm myself down, think of the 80-20 rule. 80% of people love me, 20% don't. Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. Earlier, on Sunday, the pastor that was guest speaking, he said, turn to your neighbor and tell them you're awesome. So we did, right? And then say to your neighbor, not everyone's going to love you all the time, something like that. And I thought, man, that is so powerful for someone like me who wants a cheerleader, who wants a cheerleader's friends and the whole team and the whole school to worship me and admire me. Welcome to being a 3, 1-to-1. It's a competition for us. And this is, I know, very manly. This is what men want. Men are consumers. We're never satisfied. We want more, 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 more cars, more women, more money, more power, more whatever it is, more watches, more anything, you name it, right? And so this is calming that spirit down, that thirst down. I mean, so thirsty, so simpy, you know, that's what I often think. Wow, like just calm down. You're not in front of or behind this cheerleader in 10th grade anymore. You're now a grown man who needs to be calm and trust God. So what I do with the emotions? Well, record the podcast, think of what the pastor said, meaning not everyone's going to like me. They're going to be maybe 8 of these 10 jobs that I applied to today. They're going to say no, maybe all 10. And even if all 10 say no, God is opening this other door through this mosaic lifestyle, through this entrepreneurial lifestyle that I really love. And I'm just starting. I mean, it's only been, 6 months since I've done this. I'm just beginning and it's hard. And as I said, it's counterintuitive. It's not what I'm used to, but I know that this is the right path. And yes, would I love a part-time 9-to-5, 40 hours a week for whatever X amount of dollars a month? Yes. Would that eliminate or reduce my time available to do stuff? Well, not really, because a lot of the stuff that I do is mostly nights and weekends. So it really wouldn't hurt much of that. So it's what I'm praying for. It's what I'm working on. And maybe it is just working at Home Depot or working at some place random, not a professional quote unquote place, because my professional career is what I'm doing with music and media and entertainment. That's what I want to do. Is that working? Yes, it is. Is it slow? Yes. Is it like a tenth of what I used to make? Yeah. But is there potential? Absolutely. Is there interest? Oh my goodness, yes. Is everyone that comes through my through our doors paying me $1 million or even signing up? No. Half do, half don't. That's okay. Those are great odds, right? What are the odds in this business, in this way of living? What, 10% of people sign up to buy things from you? How often do you buy things off an email or even an offer at Costco? I mean, what, 1 out of 10 times? 3% of the time? So if God is providing right now, yeah, it's a tenth, maybe a third of what I used to make. Well, but it's growing and there's life there. And most of all, it's what I want to do. And if I can just land a 9-to-5 as an accountant or QuickBooks or office manager or something along those lines behind the scenes, then I would love to do that so I can then stabilize. Blah. Anyway, I already said all this. So how do I really feel? I feel, anxious, but I think a lot of that is just all these bad habits. So that's why I'm recording this, getting all that out of my system. So where am I landing? Well, we will have money. One of these jobs will appear in the right time. It could be this month, next month, in 3 months. I don't know. God will provide. I do want a job. And then when it comes to my entrepreneurial adventures, they're growing. It's slow. Some people say yes, no, but it's growing. There's a ton of interest. There's a ton of traction. I would love to see my life coaching / media podcasting production business grow more. I don't have any right. I have two clients, but I need more. I need 10 of those clients. So it's happening slowly, but I'm making the right moves. I'm on the right track. We're doing fine. Yeah, it's Christmas and we just came back from Italy. So obviously expenses are high and resources are low, all that stuff. But that's even that is logical, right? It makes sense. It is December. Everyone in the world, even when we were both, Rochelle and I, working full time, making a bunch of money, we always felt this way because Christmas, it's what it is, right? And when you go on vacation and trips, you're going to spend money. And so that's normal. All that is normal. God is providing. God is at work. I'm doing what I love. I had an interview for a church doing administrative stuff that I really loved. And I was, I think, one of the last two finalists and I didn't get it. But it was just down the street. It made just decent money working 9-to-5, no weekends, no evenings. It would have been a dream job. And I'm looking on that website and there aren't any jobs like that close by, or actually not many even anywhere. But that's okay. It's December, right? Things could change in January and March and April and June. I don't know. It'll change. And just like that church she was here in Westminster just suddenly popped up and I was there interviewing and it almost happened. God can do that in a second, tomorrow, tonight, next week, next month, next year. And so in the meantime, we keep doing what we're doing, calm our nerves, my worry and nerves and panic and all of this thirst and wanting to conquer and wanting to win at everything. Just calm that down. Know that that's my personality. That's part of my chemistry. That's part of my instinct. But that's not what is useful. It's useful in other things. It can be very useful most of the times, but not when it comes to not when it comes to nothing. Not when it harms you. Not when it prevents you from trusting God. Not when it prevents you from just relaxing and enjoying life and being logical and acting. And when it results in me being paralyzed, going to the nine, or when it results in me not wanting to work with other people, moving away from the six, which is where I need to go in health. So when I calm this feeling down, then I can become the true me, which is the collaborative, the thankful lover, disciple maker, creative, who is living in his freedom, in his joy, in his gozo, in his peace, most of all, in his trust that God will take care of him like he always has. Oh, yes, one thing I forgot. It's insecurity. When someone says, oh, I'm not going to record this week, or let's wait till next year, I get so insecure, which goes back to the fear that I'm not a very good producer, that I suck at this and that, and I begin to just doubt myself so hard. So whenever there's rejection, whenever someone says no, it's not even rejection, but when I translate it as rejection, it could just be, hey, let's try it next week or next month, or it could just be rejection, right? Whenever there is rejection or the semblance of rejection, I go into this super insecure place. It's not even insecurity, it's just fear. That, and it's a whole three thing. I'm a failure. I must not be good enough as a this, that, or the other. And so what's the truth of that? A bunch of lies. It's just a bunch of lies. Look at the track record. Look at what's true. Look at what's really happening. And most of all, for us threes, I can become better. If I am not good enough at something, or I'm still growing as a producer or as an entrepreneur, whatever it is, I can grow. I can achieve that. As I said yesterday, I can fix the problems, and that makes me happy. But most of all, I don't have to overreact like I want to. That's my instinct, is to overreact, to feel super insecure, to feel super guilty that I'm not good enough, to live in fear, and then I'm paralyzed, and then I go to that nine, to the narco nine, narcotizing myself and not doing anything to move the needle forward. So I'm working through that. There you go. Thank you again.